life on the cross so that anyone and everyone who believes in him can have new life and enter into an eternal fellowship with God. He did it simply because he loves you. So why not make the decision for him today? Talk to him. He's listening. Up next, News Bulletin.
Our mission is the proclamation of God's great love and salvation to this generation, shining the light of his love across the city and beyond. This is One Love Radio, inspiring, life-changing radio.
The afternoon main news bulletin, brought to you by the Public Service Pension Fund. Public Service Pension Fund, keeping your pension promise.
Go digital with PSPF. Accessing your pension services just got easier. Introducing our new mobile app and USSD *3434# service. Now you can manage your pension anytime, anywhere. Don't miss out. Download the Public Service Pension Fund app today or dial *3434#, available on Airtel, MTN, and Zamtel networks to access all your pension needs. Digital and secure your future with the PSPF mobile app and USSD *3434# Public Service Pensions Fund, keeping your pension promise.
From the heart of Lusaka to the rest of the world, this is the One Love Radio News.
Good afternoon and thank you so much for joining us for the news on One Love Radio, the headlines. CEJ engages Luangwa communities on natural resource management. Economist Habazoka opposes tobacco bill and warns against over-regulation. In foreign news, rebels reportedly enter key DR Congo city despite Trump peace deal. And in sports, Sichone names 28-man AFCON 2025 squad as 11 veterans miss out, 6 under-20 stars drafted in. With the news in detail, my name is Faith Zulu. The Center for Environment Justice, CEJ, Projects Coordinator Engineer Gabriel Mukuka has underscored the importance of strengthened natural resource management in Luangwa District, Lusaka Province. This came to light during a community engagement on natural resource management conducted in clusters 1, 2 and 3 in Luangwa District under the Climate Just Communities CJC project supported by the Scottish Government through NIRAS Zambia. Mr. Mukuka says the CJC project is addressing climate challenges based on community-specific needs in four districts, including Luangwa, Sioma, Sinazongwe, and Shangombo, with CEJ focusing solely on Luangwa alongside the Council of Churches in Zambia. He states that CEJ's role in the project is advocacy, which includes raising awareness and facilitating informed discussions around climate finance, mitigation, adaption, and loss and damage.
Ninkanya natural resource management. And the mitengo is part of that natural resource thing, eh? Mwame, more summary na ivivintu vose. Ndema menitabuwa kushitabuwa njitaburo puzi sana futi. Na chintu chikuru cheta itarayana maedman, because tizo kingye variki, muri inkani futi. Maadmo kia kamchi osuanga senzeweka, ngati maedman wa shitabuwa njivaresa chichachintu, eh? So my headman in the advocate champions of Funko Stabwanji, Kusenzera Bamozi, this moment. Ehe, ndeje tintaita ni rapano. Okay, so I mungati mapesa machanje zema kanjua sofa shabu nkani ifu nga istabuaji ya buwela confession ashi zedi zenda eva istabuaji wa ista reach out time so ita ganzira famosi.
Prominent economist and former Economic Association of Zambia EAZ President Luvinda Habazuka has voiced strong opposition to the proposed tobacco bill, cautioning that its enactment could harm livelihoods and infringe on personal freedoms. Dr. Habazuka has argued that Zambia does not face a national smoking crisis warranting restrictive legislation. He has emphasized the economic implications of the bill, noting that many Zambians depend on the tobacco value chain for employment and income. He says that pressure groups advocating for punitive laws often overlook the economic consequences of such measures. Dr. Habazuka has also defended the controlled sale of shisha, warning that banning it could drive the practice underground. The Alliance Against Corruption, AAC, has welcomed the High Court's decision to uphold the discharge of Given Luvinda, praising the judiciary for demonstrating impartiality and independence in its ruling. SCC Executive Director Advocate Noel Chisebe says the civil society organization emphasized that the decision reflects the strength and integrity of Zambia's judicial system. He says SCC, which advocates for transparency and accountability, the case underscores the critical importance of upholding the rule of law. Dr. Chisebe has further expressed concern over what he describes as a growing trend among some political figures to politicize court outcomes, framing convictions as persecution and discharges as vindication.
The Alliance Against Corruption, AAC, emphasizes that the criminal justice system is applied equally to all individuals, regardless of political affiliation or status. We urge politicians to refrain from using their political positions, but accept the decisions of the courts graciously. The Luvinda acquittal demonstrates that the judiciary is capable of dismissing weak prosecutions and upholding the rights of the accused. We hope that this decision will serve as a precedent for future cases.
Now, still in local news, the Department of Immigration in Mukushi District has detained three undocumented Ethiopian nationals following a fatal road traffic accident that occurred late on Tuesday, 9 December 2025, in Mpalasha area. According to a report issued by the Zambia Police Service, the accident involved a Toyota Mark X registration number BCE2016ZM, which was traveling from the north towards the south with four occupants on board, three Ethiopian nationals, two male and one female, along with a driver believed to be a Zambian. Immigration Chief Public Relations Officer Namati Nshinga says the driver, who has not yet been identified, died at the scene and his body has been taken to the Mukushi District Hospital mortuary where it awaits formal identification. Mr. Nshinga says two of the Ethiopian nationals, Idebo Msore Konde, 26, and Dalelo Erefi Elias, 25, received treatment at Mukushi District Hospital and were later discharged. Immigration authorities have since detained the pair at Mukushi Correctional Facility for illegal entry and stay in Zambia. The third Ethiopian national, Debebe Biene Arose, 23, remains admitted to the hospital but is said to be in a stable condition. Now finally, in our local news, the Zambia Compulsory Standards Agency, ZICSA, has destroyed assorted non-compliant products worth 520,357 kwacha seized during enforcement operations carried out in all four quarters of 2025. The destruction exercise took place in Lusaka on Wednesday in accordance with the Compulsory Standards Act No. 3 of 2017, which empowers the agency to destroy products that fail to meet compulsory standards in order to safeguard consumers and the environment.